So I guess the sweater worked, huh? A little? Maybe a lot.
Seemed to get a nice reaction from the fans.
Speaking of the fans, it seemed like from the beginning they decided they were going to be on Mark and Victoria in the game. I just seemed to help them, particularly early for Mark.
I think that's standard operating procedure for the fans here. They get on the goalie and they get on the star players for the other team, and kind of knew it coming in. Every time Gino was going to touch the puck, they were going to boo pretty loudly, and they would probably hear Marc-Andre Fleury, we hear a chant of his name a couple times in the night.
Can you talk about the start of the third period to get three goals so quickly and what was a tight game until that point?
Yeah, I think the shot clock said they had 12 in the first two periods, but they came back and got the goal, tied the game. At that point, you're feeling a little bit like the next goal is going to be a big decider, and I was really, really pleased the way we came out in the third and kept on our game. Right off the hop, we get a forechecking goal, and that was a big goal. It turns out to be the game winner, but it kept pushing, and I thought we took over the game in the third period and stuck with the game plan and didn't get discouraged by them tying the game and 1-1 in the second.
That start, they didn't have a whole lot of shots, but they had a lot of chances. You guys came right back, and Fleury just moving side to side, playing, making some safe play stick. Just withstanding that, was that just a crazy to that point in the third period?
Yeah, they only had three shots, but I think they probably had breakaway hit the crossbar in there that didn't count for a shot. I think they had two-on-one opportunities in that first, so there was a couple of real good opportunities for them to get some goals. Marc-Andre really came big on a couple of those, had a little bit of help from the post on the one, and you know, this building and the way their team played last night, you know, keeping them off the board was real big, and we'll take the post and the big save from Marc-Andre Fleury and allowed us to get the goal and help keep the fans out of it a little bit.
What about overall, Fleury didn't have to face a lot of shots, but he kept his cool.
I thought he was outstanding. I think there was the one save. It was a quick 2-on-1 on the net. There's a player over Brooks Orpik, and he makes an unbelievable save by getting across there. A couple other ones he was real strong at. There was some flurries in and around him that he was real strong at in the net. And he's played a lot of good hockey. He's been very good for us. And tonight, when this game was in question, he had to make some big saves and then was strong in the third. That was good. We talked about the last four games going into the break, and guys came up with some huge wins tonight going into the break, getting three in a row. I thought it was a big effort from our team. It was a lot of focus and played real strong. We got 700 points from Steve Sullivan tonight. Jordan Staal gets a great power play goal. We get the game winner from a big line coming out in the third, and we'll take three wins and look to start it off again after we get 2 days of break.
Thanks, Coach.